Yeah, there has been some minor damage to Swan Park on Sunday with the quite heavy rainfall. Now, I know that the videos that have been circulated in social media are quite dramatic and may appear to be worse than what it is. Just some of the tarmac, the temporary tarmac surface on the footpaths that were put in just to accommodate the Halloween festivities over the weekend, that's been torn up. But I've been speaking to a local engineer and I've been assured that it's quite easy to repair and it was intended to be temporary anyway, so it will be finally restored with a more concrete type surface and something that will withstand this was the inevitable heavy rainfall that visits this part of the world. So it's a bit disappointing, but it's nothing we can overcome, and no doubt Swan's Park will continue the work and we will have it bigger and better than it ever was.
Such a pity, because so much work has gone into that local amenity over the last couple of years since it was ultimately devastated by the floods of 2017. There is an onus, as you kind of touched on, to make sure that the materials that do go into it kind of can withstand that heavy rainfall and flooding going forward.
That's it. I would describe it as a minor setback on a very, very positive project. Anybody that would have been in Swan Park over the weekend at the Halloween festivities, well, it really brought it back to the good old days when Swan Park was at its peak and at its most beautiful. But you can see just some of the work. It is going to be much, much bigger and much better than it's ever been. The council now has taken ownership of both sides of the river, and you can see the potential as we had that in Halloween. And I would hope that the Halloween festivities are just a first run at bigger and better things to come, because it really shows just how beautiful that park is, how loved it is by everybody. But the real potential to have full festivities, bring tourists into Bulcrana and let them enjoy everything we have to offer and then show them. So the damage is, it's fairly minor, but I would hope that that'll be fixed fairly soon and we will have the park, as I say, bigger and better than ever before soon.